News, I'm Liz Palka. As tensions with Iran continue simmering, U.S. officials say the Pentagon is proposing a military buildup in the Mideast. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Sources say the Pentagon this morning will present plans to the White House for sending up to 10,000 more American troops to the region. They say that's not due to any new threat from Iran, but would be aimed at shoring up defenses. The administration's given few details regarding what acting Pentagon Chief Patrick Shanahan has called credible intelligence about threats to U.S. interests. He said this week the firepower already deployed there is sending Iran a message.
This is about deterrence, not about war.
The officials say there's no final decision on a new deployment, and it's unclear if the White House would sign off on sending some or all the forces. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi swept to a huge election victory on Thursday, on course to increase his majority and give his party the mandate to pursue business-friendly policies that put Hindus first and take a hard line on national security. Here's more from Reuters' Francesca Lana.
While the last of some 600 million votes were still being counted, India's foreign minister congratulated Modi on his massive victory. In response, Modi promised to build a strong and inclusive nation in his second term as Prime Minister. Seeing no need to wait until the count's conclusion, these supporters of Modi's Hindu nationalist BJP party took to the streets to celebrate on Thursday morning. A BJP win would spell the first back-to-back majority for a single party since 1984.
That was Reuters' Francesca Lana reporting. Indian stock markets rose to record highs Thursday. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Pakistan says it has successfully conducted a training launch of a ballistic missile capable of carrying both nuclear and conventional warheads up to 1,500 kilometers. A military spokesman says the medium-range rocket is a highly capable missile which fully meets Pakistan's strategic needs. The launch happened amid Pakistan's heightened military tensions with neighboring rival India. Observers say it is part of efforts Islamabad is making to keep pace with New Delhi's massive investments in military hardware and advancements. Damage assessments and recovery efforts are underway in the Midwestern U.S. state of Missouri after a powerful tornado caused heavy damage in the state capital and more severe weather swept across the state overnight. Jefferson City Police Lieutenant Dave Williams says authorities will be busy Thursday.
We are going to go door to door. One of the plans we have for later this afternoon is our search and rescue, our fire, our police. We are all going to get together and we are going door to door to make sure that everyone is accounted for.
The National Weather Service said a violent tornado caused heavy damage in Jefferson City minutes before midnight Wednesday. At least three people were killed on the outskirts of the southwestern town of Golden City, and many people were left trapped in the wreckage of their homes. The overnight storms were a continuation of severe weather that recently has hit the Midwestern and Southern Plains regions of the U.S. Voters across the European Union head to the polls to elect a new European Parliament, the outcome of which will shape a policy and leadership of the EU Assembly and other Brussels institutions. Here's more from Reuters' Megan Revels.
It's been a dramatic run-up featuring cinematic promos.
But together we can make a real difference.
Game shows. And milkshakes. From May 23rd to the 26th, voters across 28 countries will cast their ballots for 751 members of the European Parliament. The results will shape the bloc's policy for the next 5 years. So, what can we expect? In one word, fragmentation. Pollsters have predicted this to be a defining moment for nationalists and Eurosceptics, groups that question the inherent values of the Union itself. They're expected to emerge strengthened, splintering the pro-EU mainstream. For the first time in a generation, the main pro-EU groups in Parliament could lose their combined majority, forcing them to stretch wider to scrape together a coalition.
That was Reuters' Megan Revel reporting. We have more stories for you on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.